And so we thought it would be a good time to bring on an outstanding attorney here in the Jackson metro area. And he is Chuck Mullins, partner with Coxwell and Associates. And Chuck, I appreciate you taking some time today. I know that you've read about the situation with Ray Rice and Janae Rice. There's several questions out there that people are asking. One is when you've been involved in so many different cases, and you have the NFL, Chuck, and they're a $10 billion company. In your opinion, would they have the resources to obtain the videotape from the casino if they really wanted to?
Good morning, Bo. And yes, I think all they had to do was say, please, can you give us a copy of the video?
All right. What was your reaction when you, knowing that you've been practicing law for a long time, you've been involved in cases and trials, what was your reaction when you saw the TMZ video footage, knowing that, in your opinion, all the NFL had to do was we are requesting the video, and they would have received it?
Well, Bo, this is a situation, and I'm a huge NFL fan, as you know. They are a star system. They work. I think the NFL is successful because of their stars. There's no doubt in my mind that the NFL, someone had seen that video prior to the TMZ leak, okay? So what we saw just put mud on the shield, as they call it, the NFL shield, and they had to do something about it. We all knew what happened in the video, in the elevator without seeing the video. Mm-hmm. It's in the police report. The NFL just didn't want us to suspend one of their stars. And then when it came out, the public reaction was such that they had to do something. And this is what they did to rectify the situation. I think with the public, though, it's a little too late.
Okay. So the prosecutor has allowed Ray Rice to enter a diversion program, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there anything else that the New Jersey prosecutors can do in Atlantic City, Chuck, or is it a done deal? Take me through that legally.
Well, I'm not familiar with the diversion process in New Jersey, but unless Ray Rice breached the agreement which he entered into with the prosecutor up there, unless he breached it in some way subsequent to his entering into that program, then that's a done deal. Unlike the NFL, when they act upon that situation there, they cannot go back legally unless he breached it.
Chuck Mullins, partner with Coxwell and Associates on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, talking about the Ray Rice domestic violence case where TMZ released the video Monday of Ray Rice knocking out his fiance, now wife, Janae Rice, in the elevator. Now, Chuck, you mentioned something. You said, hey, the footage showed us what we thought happened. Now, as an attorney, how do you deal with that? Something where you're like, okay, I'm 99% sure that this happened. However, I don't know for sure because I don't have the visual evidence, if you will.
Yeah, that's a good question. And in this situation, let's assume that they couldn't get the video of what happened in the elevator. Then you've got to go to the victim. That's really your next best source of information. Now, Ray Rice's fiance, she stood by her man, okay? Mm-hmm. And she apparently told the commissioner something that made him believe that what happened in the elevator was a two-way street. And we can see some of that in the video where she comes at him. And she was also charged with assault in the original police complaint. So when the victim goes to the commissioner, or you asked from my perspective, to the prosecutor and says, hey, you know, it was really my fault. I hit him first, or I did this, I did that. That helps the prosecutor resolve a case in your client's favor a lot easier when the victim is not pressing the charges. And I think that's what happened here with the commissioner.
Okay, so Chuck Mullins, Coxwell & Associates, senior partner, Coxwell & Associates, joining us on the Out of Bounds show. Their website, CoxwellLaw.com, and we appreciate Chuck taking some time today. You're listening to ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Chuck, let's say you as an attorney, you have the footage, and the female is not standing up or taking sides with the aggressor. Is this an open and shut case?
Yeah, I think it pretty much is, especially in Mississippi. You are not going to go into a Mississippi courtroom and try to make a case of self-defense on Ray Rice. I mean, if we're forced to do it, Bo, we'd obviously do it, but it would be a very difficult win, especially in a southern state like Mississippi. Let's be honest, I think it'd be tough anywhere. What he did, you know, you can push somebody off, but to do what he did and then drag her out the way he did and apparently spit on her, which is his M.O., by the way, if you've ever seen him play football, it would be very difficult to defend that man.
Okay. Now I want to take this kind of away from the legal part because you grew up in an NFL town. As this plays out, Chuck, would it surprise you if this goes all the way to Goodell and he has to resign?
Oh, I'd be shocked. Yeah. That's not going to happen. That would shock me. And the question, I didn't know where you were going with it, so I was like, you know, where is he going? But, yeah, it shocked me, would shock me tremendously that the NFL, with the sport he's had, that they'd have to dump him. He's going to find somebody. Somebody's going to roll for this and bring
right.
it to him.
Okay. All right. Chuck Mullins. Coxwell and Associates, CoxwellLaw.com. Chuck, we appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Bo. Take care.